Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Today is October 4th, and it's game one of the ALDS, the American League Divisional Series. Yankees versus the Twins. Two home run hitting powerhouses squaring off in the Bronx. This is the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. We're on the main channel today, John Boy Media. In the future, we will be on the Talkin' Yanks channel, and these are posted on the podcast app, Talkin' Yanks pregame show. So subscribe to those, subscribe to that if you are interested in this. But we're doing it on the main channel today just to let people know we do this before every Yankees game. Jake, how are you doing? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you racing and pacing? Or are you talking about taking a nap still? I heard a rumor you're going to take a nap tonight.
I'm pacing and spacing, getting ready for the NBA season, because, I mean, who cares about this? No, man, I'm doing well. The Astros have the first rally going in this game. Looks like we got first and third, two outs. Glasnow looks good. I got a little workout in. That was a good distraction.
What you do?
Max bench, Avi, because it's fucking game day, dude. So I got a little fake workout in, put in 0.73 miles on the treadmill.
0.73 miles?
It's pathetic. I didn't even want to get on, but I was like, you know what? I got to distract myself. I'm running out of distractions. Watching. Hopefully the Rays can give the Stros hell. For Yankee stuff, I'm mentally well, man. I haven't had the big stomach drop yet. I think it's just I think what I'm building up to is that I'm going to have like a massive one before the game. Like right before the game starts, I'm going to be
like, I love
like,
you.
Oh, but I love you too.
Katie's going to Chicago.
Have fun, Katie.
Jake says have fun. All right, we're doing a show.
Keep that Insta story going. For me, I think I'm going to have a huge one before the game, and I'll be like, oh, Edwin's hitting cleanup, and I don't know, Gardy four to Paxton's first inning. I think, like, I'm going to go into a dark, dark place probably right before tip-off, and then the Yankees will dominate, and I'll be happy. So, yeah, how are you, James?
I'm good. Speaking of the lineup, let's go over it. We pretty much nailed it on the podcast last night, which is weird because it seemed so obvious, but people are still kind of shocked by this.
There's one Midler flip-flop, the Stanton Edwin.
But that's only for us, dude. People are shocked that like Voit's not in it or that Gardy's three-hole when those were so obvious. Anyway, DJ LeMay, who's leading off playing first base, Aaron Judge, 994 OPS in the postseason, 17,000 million hits in 16 games in the postseason, is batting second playing right field. Brett Gardner, the Nat between Giants, is what I just tweeted out, is in the three hole after him. Edwin Encarnacion makes his return. Bats cleanup is DHing. Behind him, another Giant, Giancarlo Stanton, playing left field, batting fifth. Gleyber Torres, the 22-year-old, playing second base. Gary Sanchez behind the dish. He makes his return. Didi Gregorius, batting eighth and playing shortstop, and Gio the God Urshela rounds it out, batting ninth, was in contention for the batting title for a majority of the season, our nine-hole hitter. Gary Sanchez, most home runs out of any catcher, almost had 40 on the year, maybe, I don't know, batting seventh.
Quickest American League hitter ever to 100 home runs, Gary Sanchez, batting seventh.
Yeah.
Last time the Twins weren't in town for the playoffs, Didi was batting third. He's eighth. And like you said, Urshela was in for the batting title, batted cleanup and high up in the Yankees order at parts this year. The lineup depth is crazy impressive. If you haven't been watching closely, I could see your surprise at Brett Gardner because he's been the pesky center field, left field guy for the decade. But this year he's A, earned it, and B, they split up the big guys. It's what they do. And yeah, I don't know. From a lineup depth standpoint, I love it. And I think this is going to be fluid. Like, if Gary Sanchez has a big day today, I would not be shocked to see him move up to four or five. I think you could say that with anyone in kind of that 4 to 8 range, which is pretty insane. And, Jim, I think something that's kind of gone overlooked throughout all this is a pretty good defensive team.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people think that Voit should have been in there because he's been hitting the ball harder, or Ford, for that matter, over Didi, and you don't lose that much on defense. Listen, I hope Didi hits a home run or a big hit and shuts everyone up or makes a nice play at shortstop. We said this, no complaining. Roll with what you got. This is what we got, and yeah, it's fucking good. I mean, you want to see the Twins lineup? Twins fans, prepare to get a little mad at me. Garver's leading off, then Polanco's playing short. Cruz, love him, is DHing. Rosario's in right field batting fourth. Sano's is batting fifth and playing third base. Then Kepler's in center field. Gonzalez is in left field. Kron's at first. And Arias, is that how you say it? No idea. Arias?
I mean, we're gonna slaughter that name, but yeah.
Playing second base. So, I mean, I guess I should be more intimidated by that, but I'm not. And Berrios is pitching.
I mean, it's a lot of names you don't know about. And if you hear either of us streak right now, it's bases loaded, Glasnow, Alvarez, which baseball doesn't get much better than that.
You want me to spoil it for you?
No, I'm home okay run with that. Okay. Yeah, and like Arias at the bottom of the lineup. I mean, Jim, he did hit .334 this year in 92 games. I mean, he's not a guy you know, but he had kind of a special season. And obviously we know all the power stats as you go up and down the Minnesota lineup. Darno, you sick pup. So yeah, I mean, it's not the household names that, like, I mean, Gleyber Torres, Gary Sanchez at hitting 6 and 7. Yeah, I get that. But again, and a lot of these Twins guys mash against righties. Garver kills righties. Nelson Cruz, Crone. So yeah, I mean, it's
their team split is better versus lefties, the Twins.
It's a similarly deep lineup, but in Yankees Twins fashion, a lot less household names. Punched him.
Yeah.
On the corner, 98. Yeah. Glasnow's dirty.
Yeah, it's a good pitch. It's a good pitch. Yeah. Cruz is scary. Rosario's scary. Garver leading off scares me the most, to be honest, with Paxton in the first inning.
Does Sano scare you, or he's got to earn his, like, playoff stripes?
No, he's scary.
Okay.
I'm more scared about the guys that'll single us than hit, like, you know what I mean? I think you're going to be so into home run prevention that the guys who might just, like, pull together some singles and doubles. Because I said
Who would that be? Polanco, Gonzalez, and Arias?
Gonzalez, yeah. I said this earlier, when we go into some of the pitching matchups, Paxton's been really good, really good down the stretch. It's his first postseason game. It's his first postseason game in the Bronx. We've seen a lot of rookie pitchers get overwhelmed a little bit in the first inning. Paxton has bad first innings. He hasn't in a long time, but it was something he dealt with this season. I need to see like 5 pitches or 6 pitches from Paxton to see what kind of nerves, what kind of control, or like, what we like to say all season is he pitching downhill? That's the term he uses. Is he throwing with conviction? I'm more nervous than I want to be about Paxton's first inning. Because if the Twins should come out, and I know they hit a lot of home runs and they swing for the fences anyway, but like against Paxton, like Garver should fucking be like, I wouldn't, if I was a Twins fan, I wouldn't mind if Garver swung out of his shoes like 3 times against Paxton, trying to hit a bomb, because if you connect, I think it can really, really quiet the stadium and unnerve Paxton.
I've got a partially douchey question for you.
Okay.
Like most of mine are.
Yeah.
If I told you right now, give you a firm handshake and it's done, Paxton looks good. He goes 1, 2, 3, 4. But the one is Nelson Cruz solo shot. But he looks good in the first inning. Would you take that as a first inning?
Sure.
It's a tricky question, right?
I'd rather clean first inning. I think it goes much farther for Paxton.
Yep.
He's all about headspace.
Yeah.
So we need that to be good. So that was, if I'm the Twins, like if I'm Garver, Polanco, like if and you connect the, in the first, I think that
Paxton in the games we've needed him to be big this year has had a little extra adrenaline. The Red Sox game earlier this year will jump out where he was easily hitting 98, 99. With how electric that building's going to be, I don't say I'm expecting that, but I'm expecting upper 90s Paxton instead of kind of like that middler 90s Paxton, at least early.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'd like it. I was looking at we got a donation from Matthew Dominguez who says, if Mark Wahlberg was security at the stadium today, which Yankee would he clip in the tunnel? No, no, he'd probably get – he's not actually a sports fan, so he'd probably just get the wrong guy and hurt a fan.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, how many Yankees do you think Mark Wahlberg can name? I bet 5, and 2 of them are CeCe and Gardner. Anyway, this isn't a rip on
fake Tommy, sports fans. Maddie, Ricky, Ricky.
Jose Berrios is getting the ball for the Twins. He's been nothing. He's been nothing but bad against the Yankees. He didn't face them this year. When he's on, he's really, really good. In August and September of this season, he had a 5.83 ERA. That's not great. In September, he had a 4.31 ERA. That's not great. But in 3 of his last 4 starts, he's been good. So he did right the trend towards the end there. But he's coming off a bad second half. He didn't face the Yankees this year. The Yankees did face him last year. They lit him up. They faced him in 2017, got him pretty good. Then they faced him in the wild card, got him really good again there. A lot of our guys have really good numbers against him. I'm hoping that the zoo can unnerve him a bit. He can be very good. Like when he's on, he's a very, very good pitcher. He does not scare me going into this game. Which, you know, he could easily go through the lineup once, sit them all down, and then I'd be like, oh, shit, we got that fucker. That version of Berrios is out here. But just going in, like, the fact that it's a coin flip, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, he's a talented dude. His second half was not nearly as impressive as first half. His first half, 18 starts, a 3-flat ERA. Second half, 14 starts, a 4.64. We'll see if there's anything there. I think something that is interesting, Jim, and we'll check it out when he's out there today, and it's been too much of a topic in Yankee land, but Berrios is kind of a split-proof guy. Righties have a 7.08 OPS, and lefties have a 7.05 OPS. So I know that's something that Yankee fans always want to make a topic because they are righty-heavy. For someone like Berrios, it does not appear to matter.
No. Brett Gardner has really good numbers. 5-for-10, 5.45 on base percentage. Aaron Judge, 4-for-6 with a homer. Didi's homered off him. Edwin's homered off him. So a lot of guys are pulling up their past at-bats, seeing the results and getting a little boost of confidence. Like, oh, I've gotten him before.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting. The more I go through some of his different splits, I mean, his numbers are really good through the first 4 innings, and then he kind of falls apart after that. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see that the Yankees are so deep. If it's playoff baseball, which we've seen the past couple days, and every at-bat is so intense, it's tough to picture. You can picture Berrios having a good performance. It's going to be tough to picture him going 5-plus innings against this Yankees lineup. I mean,
Gary, is he going to be asked to?
I think they'd like that because I think 5 is the number. 5 and fly would be the number that they're hoping for from Berrios, and then you can hopefully piece together. But I mean, that look at the bullpens we've seen the past couple days. A lot of guys on the Twins had really solid seasons, but they're not guys you can point at and say, oh, that guy's going to really shove during the postseason. I mean, it's unbelievable how many unravels of your headset you just did.
Well, that was really twisted up. I needed more length.
That was unbelievable. I kept trying to bring it out, and I was like, I'm sure that has to be the last unravel of his headset because you just need the ears right.
Okay. Well, Jake, We got a $2 question. What are you looking for in future employees from Sean O'Connell? And since he donated, I'll give him a real answer. Initiative, miles and miles of heart, be able to work on location with us, and don't want to do content, want to help behind the scenes. We don't need anyone to do content for us.
Make our lives easier and better.
Make our lives easier and better. Okay. Then we got another donation from Billy Conway. Wade's World, playoff time, excellent. Billy Conway is squintsapparel.com, and we haven't announced it yet, but we made a shirt together, Wade's World shirt and another one, so look out for those. All right.
Squint life.
Pitching path to victory is super easy for the Yankees. The four horsemen and the goose are all available. Yo, what was up with that ESPN article? Are they the dumbest people in the world?
ESPN will have a place in my heart that I'll never be able to remove.
Yeah, you sentimental. I don't care.
Oh yeah, I mean it's my whole childhood. You're a sensei like me. For you knowing how much I watched ESPN growing up. It's wild, man. Some of the stuff that they're like, yep, roll it. Hey, you know what? We want to inform the people about the bullpens because baseball's going there. How about you come up with the weirdest thing you can think of? Put it on a piece of paper and see if anyone reads it.
It was terrible. I mean, no one knows what we're talking about, but ESPN, they did something stupid.
Paxton,
Matthew Dominguez paid again. The Wahlberg guy, he said, kind of sad John Boy didn't get my other guy's reference. I don't know that movie. You like that movie, right?
It's got a couple good scenes. It's not great cinema, but it's got a couple good jokes.
I watched it once and remember not enjoying it, so I don't remember anything from it.
Yeah.
Besides Arnie Palmer alert.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Arnie Palmer alert. For the Twins, Berrios to the Killer Tees and Sergio Romo. Sergio Romo at the stadium, I feel like, is a little bit of a dream for you.
Where are you going?
Bye.
You're leaving. Jake's out. Okay. Mr. Pizza Face says, y'all too early. I'm still at work. Still watching, though. Appreciate you, Mr. Pizza Face. He's a regular pregame show listener. What silences Yanks fans at home like nothing else? Getting scored on. Home runs. Losing. Anyway, Jake, do you have a specific what to watch for? I know we've danced around it a lot. And my real one is Paxton's first, like, 10 throws. First, like, five throws is my real what to watch for. We need Didi or Shella to get on. DJ LeMahieu had over 100 RBIs playing over 100 games in the leadoff spot. That's because the bottom of our order was good. Our 7-8-9 was one of the best all year. Katie Sharp had the stats on that. They got on base for DJ and Judge to drive them in. So we need Didi and Urshela to get on base so DJ becomes the two-hole hitter, not the leadoff guy. That's my second.
Yeah, I like that, and I get it, because that's been a recurring theme of this playoffs. We saw the Braves get going in the ninth inning when they got something out of the bottom of their lineup and sent it back to the top. For me, Didi and Urshela are in there for defense. I mean, straight up. So whatever they give is a bonus, and I do love setting up DJ and Judge, Abby. I'm going to go with kind of the guys that have been nicked up, Jimmy. I mean, Gary Sanchez hasn't played a lot of baseball. Edwin Encarnacion is going IL to cleanup like that. And those guys stick out more than Giancarlo Stanton, who missed basically the whole season. So I'm going to have my eyes on those guys. And then I just, for a little Minnesota twist, if we have some Twinkie fans tuning in.
There's a ton. There's a ton of people saying weird stuff in here. Like the Yankees have a losing record in their last 15 after they clinched and rested everyone and pitched no one. Like, what?
No momentum. Marwin Gonzalez, like you said, he's the guy on this team who's like the experience. Well, Nelson Cruz, but Marwin Gonzalez was a big part of these Houston teams that have been competing every year. And I brought up his postseason numbers, and they're not great, to be honest. But what he does have going for him, he's got 108 postseason at plate appearances, hit to the tune of 227, not great. Basically, all of his offensive stats, he had two ALCS homers against Boston, But last year in the ALDS, three games against the Twins, he went 7-13. Marwin's a dude who's been there. He actually had a really nice playoffs last year, now that I look at it. And he's just going to give you that tough at bat. Like, Marwin's not going to chase the slider in the dirt 0-2. Like, he has been there, and he's a guy that could spark that bottom of the order, like you were saying, with the slappy guys. Arraez is down there. Crone, not slappy, but a threat.
Arise.
Arise. Arise.
Oh, watch this Kiermaier catch. Watch this fucking hot dog Kiermaier catch. You're going to love it.
He's the best.
Could have just ran under it, settled under it, decides to jump 5 feet. He's very, very good at playing
center. For that wall at any time.
He's very good at playing center field. He's also, he's so good at playing center field, he needs to make it a fucking hot dog fest.
Did you see, I know this stat thing you love. Have you seen, it was on the bottom line during the wild card games on the Nerd broadcast, but did you see all the advanced stats that Kiermaier gets, like, double the first step that every other outfielder gets?
He's the best defense. Like, all those, remember I fell in love with those linemen, yeah, where it was like, who's got the fastest reaction time and who takes the best routes? He's the only, I think he was the only center fielder that had good reaction times and good routes. Whereas it was so interesting, Trout, terrible, terrible reaction times on purpose because he sizes it up and calculate, takes the perfect route. Jackie Bradley Jr., terrible routes, but he gets the fastest reaction. I mean, just fucking beams it there. Kiermaier was, yeah, like the best at both. He's the best center fielder, but he's a hot dog.
Love him.
All right. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. You want to flip a coin to see who goes first?
Flip that coin.
All right. I got a penny here. See it? You fucking see it?
Yeah, I see it.
You make the call. When I toss it, you make the call.
Right, you have to toss it.
Yeah, just when I toss this penny, you make the call.
Right. Tails.
It's heads.
Yeah, okay. Well, we've got a liar. He didn't even flip it, so, but you could go first.
I'll take Aaron Judge. If anyone doesn't know, we did this all season. Jake won the regular season. I get to pick a player. Jake gets to pick two players. I get to pick a player. Two players each. They got a homer. I'm taking Judge.
Jimmy, I think I'm going to go with the tandem that I am naming the Fuck You Crew.
Ooh.
I'm going Brett Gardner and Didi Gregorius.
Oh, wow. The lefties.
Why is Gardy batting third? Didi shouldn't be starting. Watch out for the porch tonight, babe.
Okay, I'll take Stanton. I'll take Judge and Stanton.
Okay, they're good.
Okay, those guys are good.
Those guys are good.
Do the same face as me.
Ooh, Stabat. Ooh, ow.
Okay, cool.
Is this content?
No, this is bad. Nope. Do you have the over-under? What do you think it's going to be set at? Playoff games are always
low.
Playoff games are always lower.
7.5 is my guess.
7.5. I'm going to go 8. There's still two big offenses.
7.5. Give me 8.
Yeah. You're fucking nuts, dude.
Oh.
10.
Niner.
I'm going over.
I'm going under, man. Playoff baseball.
Someone donated and said, John Boy, just think you can actually grow a playoff beard this year. I grew one in 2017. It was gross.
Yeah.
I've done enough with my beard for you guys.
This is, your beard's in a real nice place right now. I like that length. I don't love that, but.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. I don't think so. I mean, are there any other emotions, thoughts we need to get out?
No. Nope. Hold on. Talking Yanks. Podcast. YouTube. So this is on the main channel like I opened up with. In the future, it will be on the Talking Yanks channel. Subscribe here. And it is on a podcast app called Talking Yanks Pregame Show. They will be posted there. If you're stuck in the car and you can't tie up your phone with the YouTube machine. So go check them out. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for watching. Jake, do you have any last words?
Empty the lakes.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.